Affordable Care Act. Learn more at mycatholichealthcare.com. That's mycatholichealthcare.com. Or visit cmfcuro.com. CMF Cura. It's My Catholic Healthcare.
So good, so kind, so merciful, so just. So
hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. We're only just a month away from the new year. What have we done with the decisions we made or the promises we made, you know, the New Year decisions? Have we made one, and what are we doing with it? Brothers and sisters, listen to these readings, and I want you to listen to a section that I want to quote from Monsignor Gisani, who died in 2005. He was a priest in Milan, Italy. He was the founder of the ecclesial movement, Communion and Liberation. Communion with Christ leads to true freedom. Communion and liberation. And he has something to say in this area of us just coasting along, not making clear decisions about our lives, not making decisive steps, not taking decisive steps to put ourselves on a particular path. We kind of drift. We seem at times to be indifferent in our culture. We don't live out of decision. We live out of whatever happens and how I react to it. We become more and more indifferent. We become more and more passive. I want you to listen to these readings, and I also want you to listen to an excerpt from Monsignor Gisani on this whole area. The first reading today, the letter to the Hebrews, addresses the issue in a certain way as well. Chapter 12, verses 4 to 7 and 11 to 15. Brothers and sisters, in your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood. You have also forgotten the exhortation addressed to you as children. My son, my daughter, do not disdain the discipline of the Lord or lose heart when reproved by him. If you're corrected by God, don't lose heart. He corrects only because he loves you and he wants you closer to him. He doesn't disdain you and he never turns away from you as long as you come to him and ask forgiveness. That's all. My son, do not disdain the discipline of the Lord or lose heart when reproved by him. For whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, he scourges every son, he acknowledges. Endure your trials as discipline. God treats you as his sons, for what son is there whom his father does not discipline? At the time, all discipline seems a cause not for joy, but for pain. Yet later, if we respond to that discipline, that's my insertion, yet later it brings the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who are trained in it. You know, when you're really living a righteous life, which means you seek to follow the Lord every day, and when you fail, you immediately repent, or as fast as you possibly can, you repent, and you start over. You think, oh, that's too hard. But look at your life. Apart from having solid goals, apart from knowing where you're going, you end up drifting. And what the scriptures tell us is strengthen your drooping hands and your weak knees. Make straight paths for your feet, that what is lame may not be dislocated, but healed. Strive for peace with everyone and for that holiness without which no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one be deprived of the grace of God, that no bitter root spring up and cause trouble, through which many may become defiled. If we don't deal rightly with God and with our own lives, we start taking it out on other people. Our anger, maybe even discouragement and hopelessness, jealousy, envy, lust, greed. We're grasping for things to satisfy us, and only God will satisfy us. So, what decision did you make for the new year, and what are you doing about it? Psalm 103 tells us the Lord's kindness is everlasting to those who fear him. That means not fear as in trembling, but it means fear that I put God and his word first. I choose to put him in first place in my life. That's a reverence for the Lord. And that's what he's talking about here. It's everlasting to those who fear him. His kindness is everlasting to those who fear him, who reverence him, who put him, that is, in first place in their lives. Bless the Lord, O my soul, all my being, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul, forget not all his benefits. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. He knows our inability to make ourselves good. But we can cooperate with the grace he gives us. That is, he shares himself with us and enables us then to follow in the path to holiness. Do you receive that from him in the Blessed Sacrament? Do you receive it in the Eucharist? Do you receive it by the decisions you make every day? Do you receive it by observing the commandments? All of those, they're not ends in themselves. They don't of themselves make us holy. They put us in the place of being able to have the right priorities and receive the grace that God wants to give us. The kindness of the Lord is from eternity toward those who fear him, and his justice toward children's children among those who keep his covenant. God is utterly faithful, brothers and sisters, to his promises to us. Read through the scriptures or go online and put in the promises of God to his people and read through them, Old Testament, New Testament. Read through them. Look at the promises of God if we follow him. If we choose him as our Lord, as our Savior, if we give him obedience, if we serve him in thought, word, and deed, then all these blessings await us. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verses 1 to 6. Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. What were they astonished at? They were astonished at his wisdom. They said, where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us? And they took offense at him. In other words, we know who you are. We know your origins. Nobody else in your family is like you. Therefore, you're a fake. And they took offense at him. How many times do you think we might take offense at Jesus if Jesus were in our midst, at work, at home, in personal relationships? What about our thought life? What goes on in our thoughts? You know, they really can be disciplined. They really can be by God's grace and power. What are you doing? How are you living your life? Do you miss the work of God because you don't believe that it could be? Do you miss hearing the voice of God because you don't believe God would share himself with you? Why wouldn't he? He offered himself not for the perfect. He offered himself for sinners like you and me. Don't you think he wants to speak to you? Don't you think he wants to lead you? Don't you think he wants to love you? Why do you hold back? They took offense at him. They couldn't understand him. They tried to explain him away humanly, and because they knew his cousins and his relatives, etc., what good can come out of Nazareth? They even said that in Scripture. So, dismiss him. He's a fake. It's a farce. And they took offense at him. And Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his native place and among his own kin and in his own house." That's true, isn't it? Sometimes the public, the world, etc., can be grateful for us for something we've done or said, or using a gift, a talent that we have, and the world praises us, but everybody back home says, oh, I know him. I know her. I know what their lives are really like. I know their parents. We always, hear me on this, we always put other people down unless we're led by grace. And look what happened here. They put aside the only one who could save them and heal them and give them life for all eternity because their pride got in the way. They couldn't explain him, so therefore he must be a fake. And Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his native place and among his own kin and in his own house. So he was not able to perform any mighty deed there. How many people were there sick and suffering in that crowd? He was not able to perform any mighty deed there apart from curing a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. I'm going to be talking more about faith in the coming weeks. How deep is your faith? How strong is your faith? Let me close this program by quoting from Monsignor Luigi Giussani, who was the founder of the ecclesial movement Communion and Liberation. And he says, in speaking about us, he says, the last capillary of this hatred for Christ is ourself. We are forgetful and indifferent. The most relevant, most decisive endpoint is in me, in us, in our mind and heart. We're the only one that can decide, brothers and sisters, to choose Jesus. Monsignor Giussani says, the refusal begins there. Forgetfulness is generated and cultivated. Absence, inhospitality hardened there, in us, in me. It is a hatred we do not necessarily express outwardly, but we clearly live more and more estranged from God. Even a very Christian family can live in an unchristian way from morning till night. You don't need to kill or to break all of the Ten Commandments at once to be unchristian. What makes us unchristian is the absence of Christ in our lives. Do we live in him and with him and through him? Monsignor Giussani says the absence of Christ is the absence of his life. This tends to produce an indifference to reality that becomes lack of responsibility for your own personal existence. It becomes amorality. The outcome of this is to give in to whoever shouts the loudest, to whoever has the most power. But this indifference in reality originates in indifference to the experience of faith, because it is through this that God stirs the soul and calls us to responsibility. Thus, life is lost in the confusion in which everything and anything becomes illicit and in which everything becomes hostile. Suffering is increased. Brothers and sisters, take a look at your life. Are you living out of faith? God bless you. Brothers and sisters, to obtain my free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That is 1-800-282-4789. Faith More Precious Than Gold. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net, and then click on free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold.
Light of the East, weekend on Ave Maria Radio.
I am Father Thomas Loya. This week on Ave Maria, our guest,
Jeff Gardner of the Picture Christians Project,
will give us a unique and